And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Sandhills Thetford head coach Tyson Cox. Well, first off, Coach, congratulations on a big win last week in the playoffs. I'm sure you were very proud of your kids' effort.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I was really proud of them. The boys, they played a really good game. They stuck with the game plan, and we were successful. It was great.
Tyson, you guys have won 7 in a row now. Talk about what that's done to this team's confidence, their mental toughness. Just kind of talk about their mentality coming toward the second half of the season now.
Yeah, it helped with their confidence a ton, you know, starting 1-2. And, you know, we like to win a lot here, and we weren't winning to start out. And they kept going at practice, and you could tell they just get more confident every win. So, yeah, it was really nice.
Statistically, Coach, there's no question you've kind of been driven by your running game. And I know that Mo Robinson's been a big part of that. He's had a very special season. But the guys around him, they've been able to help him be productive. Talk about the way all of the aspects of that running game have come together for you.
Yeah, you know, you talk about people around him. Carter Anderson was a kid that started at quarterback, and then we moved Mo to quarterback, and, you know, he didn't fret about it or anything. He just took up the spot of blocking for Mo, and, you know, it's been great. Carter embraced where he was at, and, you know, he's done a really good job.
I know that you always preach physicality with your football team, and I know last week's game was very physical. Talk about the way your kids have met the challenge from a physicality standpoint, especially last week.
Well, that was, you know, that's the way we are. You know, we like to play physical and win the line of scrimmage. And I thought the boys last week really stepped up. And Anselm and Myrna, don't get me, they were crazy physical too. That was a hard-hitting game. So, you know, the boys embrace it, and they like to play physical. So that's our style.
So, Coach, what has the focus in practice been this week? I mean, we'll get to your opponent here in a moment, but from your perspective, from the Sandhills Thetford side, what has your focus been?
Well, you know, this late in the season, our practices aren't quite as long. We don't do as much individual work. You know, we're getting later in the year, so it's mainly just healing up, you know, letting bumps and bruises get better and, you know, staying mentally sharp. Talking about the game plan, there's, like I said, there's not a ton of individual work. It's just staying sharp, mainly.
As you progress through the playoffs, obviously every step forward is going to be a great challenge. But with a challenge comes great opportunity. And you've got a great opportunity ahead of you as you travel to O'Neill to take on St. Mary's. I think everyone who looks at statistics, they know about their quarterback, Gage Hetstrom. He's having an incredible year. Just talk about your preparation for St. Mary's and what will be the keys for the Knights.
You know, we watch a lot of film and kind of put a game plan together. And, you know, the boys watch film. You know, we all know he's a great quarterback and he's going to be hard to contain. You know, we're working on just keeping him in front of ourselves and, you know, not give up the big plays, but also covering the whole field because he can scramble one way and throw it back the other, and you need to be there. There's going to be somebody open.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you, especially in the month of November. Congratulations on all of the success up to this point. We wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Thank you, and we appreciate everything you guys do for us.
Coach Tyson Cox of Sandhills Thetford joining us on our pregame show.